On the telephone with us is City Councilman Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
I am good, thank you.
Okay.
Good morning to you.
There's Julie Warren is here,
Tim.
This morning.
Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Filling in for Keith Klein, who's on assignment with the, well, I can't talk about it because the organization will probably kill me in my sleep if I do, because Keith is always somewhere doing something for good.
That's right.
And not for, he uses his powers of for good.
That's
and,
right.
And not for evil. So that is good. And so does Tim Mayer. And Tim joins us every Tuesday morning. And Tim, since the last time we've spoken to you, let's see what's happened. You've got some money on the table that you need to divvy up, almost $3 million worth?
That is correct.
Oh,
that
baby.
Yes.
Where does the line start?
The line's already been filled.
Excellent.
Mayor Hamilton is bringing forward an appropriation ordinance to the city council. It'll be for about $2.8 million. $190,000 will be set aside for training and education of staff. Capital outlays will be a little over $2.5 million, and I'll come back to that, and then establishing the mayor's grant fund, which will be $50,000 for the year 2016. Typically, the mayor's grant fund is in the budget, and it was not in the 2016 budget, so we're appropriating money for that.
Was that just left out clerically?
Yeah. Yeah, it was either inadvertently left out. I think where it went was the former Mayor Krizan gave the city council $50,000.
As a going-away present.
In the 2016 budget, that would then be allocated to the Busker Chumming Theater for operation funds. And
okay.
So I think the mayor's grant fund went from the mayor to the city council, and now Mayor Hamilton is reestablishing that fund. So, and that's for good work, that he can work with social service agencies within the community, or community development concepts can be supported. For example, you can buy a table at Black History Month, or at a Black History Month event, or a Women's History Month event. He can buy a table for, six or eight people. So,
but just once that amount is set, that's the set amount for.
That is correct.
The rest of the year.
And that's not something people, you don't apply for that grant. That's money that you guys and the mayor can just decide.
At your own discretion.
The mayor, it's the mayor only, and it's at his discretion. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and typically it's, it's called the mayor's grant fund, but it's to promote business and to promote good things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good deal. I'm for it. Coming back to the capital outlay, which is about it's almost $2.6 million. That will be for replacement of vehicles mostly in public works. So the trucks that we see plowing the snow and moving material around, those are what we'll be looking at.
How is that different from the public works budget, Tim? They don't factor that into it, this appropriation? Tell me how that works.
Well, no, typically I think that would be a set-aside because of the great expense.
Okay. Is there a certain level?
What is called in the budget the vehicle replacement budget, which is in the public works budget, but that's not as grand an amount as what we will be appropriating, and that is typically used for replacement of automobiles such as police cars and automobiles that are used for various functions within City Hall, like the housing neighborhood development, people who go out to inspect property need a vehicle, so they have a vehicle. Parks and Rec has a vehicle.
So that's a completely separate budget line entity?
That is correct.
Okay.
So this is a boost in that budget. So
that's kind of where I was going with that. So they, and then annually, this is all business as usual?
No, this is a little bit of business and unusual because we're doing some pent-up demand on vehicles that have outlived their
usefulness.
Public life, that's correct.
Yeah, they were forced to retire.
That's right.
Term limits.
There's some firefighting equipment in there. I know that. I'm pretty sure it's a new pumper truck. I'm not sure for which station, but there are fire vehicles included in this budget as well. So, again, it's kind of pent-up demand that you know, just must be met at this point in time.
Where does this money come from, Tim?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. $4.1 million were reverted from from the 2015 budget. And what that means is when the budget is set, when the council goes through the budget process that is brought forward by the administration, by the mayor and their offices, that budget is for each department, and as the year goes, as we go through the year of that budget, sometimes that money does not get spent. And in this case, $4.1 million is coming back basically into the general fund for monies that had been allocated and appropriated within a certain department's budget but had not been used to that full extent.
How big is the budget where people would say, wow, $4 million, that's right. A lot, that's a little? Where?
Well, aren't we, our budgets typically are $70 plus million dollars annually, right? So
do the math.
Yeah, do the math.
5% around, exactly. Around in that. So would that be an annual review of this monies? And
well, the money, how do I want to say this? The 2015 budget obviously is reviewed, so that, and every budget is reviewed, and those reversions always come forward. This time around, it seems like the reversions are higher than normal.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because $4 million to add every year would be great, wouldn't it?
It is not chump change at all. So it is good. And it is good in that we have that money to do the work.
Tim Mayer's
typically, what would happen is that money would go, say, into the rainy day fund. And currently, we are about almost $12 million in our rainy day fund, which is approximately 4 months of budget expenditures. So we are in a very... Mayor Hamilton is very fortunate to be in a very healthy financial position. And I think part of the problem, should not call it a problem, but part of what occurred here was, you know, we went through the major economic downturn, and I think Mayor Cruzan was frugal in what he was proposing coming forward because of the economic conditions at the time. So you know, Mayor Hamilton is fortunate in that those reversions are high and will allow his administration to, you know, start to take care of some of these issues. So,
and the cupboard is not bare, and that's always good as well.
That is true.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com is riding shotgun. We talked about the almost $6 million in that reverted funds here. That's just going to cover vehicles. Is there anything else in there that money is going to go to?
Well, I think that's the questions that we'll start asking in the council meeting tomorrow evening, which will be a committee the whole meeting.
I guess a dumb question would be, is it already all spent?
Oh, I think what's being proposed is money well spent, yes.
Okay, so it's already been spent. It's not $4.1 million and we need to fill some gaps here. It's $4.1 million of things we need that will be covered by the reverted budget.
That is correct.
Okay. Because I think that's a little bit different, because people will say, hey, well, if there's money laying around, let's get lined up for this. And like
get some ideas. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, that doesn't always work that way, though.
No.
No, it doesn't.
It does not. It's amazing how people, creative people can get with other people's money as opposed to spending their own.
I think what we're doing is prudent. You know, I think we do need the vehicles.
Sure, public safety's involved with this.
And training and education had been one of the things that, again, during the economic downturn, Mayor Cruzan had really tightened up the budgets on a lot of that. So, training and education for employees is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
That should be shoved in.
Lots of issues there to deal with. So, I think that'll be money well spent as well.
Now, moving forward, when we see opportunities like this and the angle is, well, the economic downturn is over, do these things start getting back into the regular budget in other places? Like training and things like that, you would figure you'd want done annually at some degree, or do you wait and hope the reverted stuff comes back next year?
No. I think what Mayor Hamilton will be doing during his budget process will be looking at, you know, what he is proposing now in relationship to what his budget will be for 2017. And if he places high value on training and education, then of course he'll budget for that within his budget. I just think he'll build his budget around his priorities, as every mayor does, you know. So, you know, if you go back to Mayor Allison, there was a lot of priority on social service activity and community development. If you go to Mayor Fernandez, there was a lot of budget emphasis on building infrastructure. So, you know, each mayor has a focus, and each mayor works their budget to the advantage of their philosophy, I guess is the way to put it. So,
City Councilman Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He checks in every Tuesday just after 8:05. Meeting is tomorrow night, is that correct?
The meeting is tomorrow night. It is a committee of the whole meeting, which means that we will get to work right away. Allison Chopra, new council member, will be chairing the meeting. And like I say, we'll get to work right away. We'll have a presentation, I assume, from Jeff Underwood, our city controller. Mayor Hamilton may make an appearance. And we'll get to work and discuss the issue before us. The public is invited. It's at 7:30 in the council chambers, and the public will be invited to the microphone to give their views at the appropriate time in the discussion. So,
and that's it? That's the one agenda item, or you got anything else on there hidden in there?
No, that's it.
That'll be busy, huh?
Yeah, that'll keep us busy for a little while. And last week we passed the Community Development Block Grant Fund appropriation, so that work is completed, and the agencies will start receiving their monies. We had a windfall of $66,000 in that budget from the housing HUD increased that allocation by $66,000. So we were able to fund some of the projects fuller than we had anticipated, which was nice. So, and this week Thursday, we start organizational meeting for Jack Hopkins Social Service Funding. So there's...
How many years you've been on the Jack Hopkins?
You know, I've lost count.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. So if anybody's got any questions, they know exactly who to ask on that.
I really have lost count. It's been a long time. Yeah,
it has been a long time.
And, I'll be chairing the committee this year, which is an honor. So I feel good about
well,
that.
You should be.
Thank you.
Since you know you.
Right.
Are you sure? Are you Jack Hopkins? Or But that's a good problem to have, because that's
you
a very
know the
powerful.
History there. That Jack Hopkins was city council member and proposed to Mayor Allison that they set aside money for social service work, and she agreed. Actually, Jack Hopkins, along with council member John Fernandez, as is before he became mayor, they proposed it to Mayor Allison, and it has gone forward, and when Jack passed, we decided it was a nice thing to do to name the fund in his honor. So that's why it is called the Jack Hopkins Social Service Fund. So,
well, he should be.
Yeah.
And you've done a good job honoring his name, keeping that moving in the right direction.
There's
good
a lot
job.
Of organizations who have benefited from that fund, so
that's correct.
That's
I don't
thing.
Have the number. I will have it next week.
Sure.
The amount that we've allocated over the years, our allocations actually exceed CDBG funding now. So,
wow.
On the social service side, so it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
And Tim, I've been going to a lot of meetings lately where people have been bringing up this sign ordinance issue that's going before, I think, the Planning Commission, correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
Is correct.
So there's, for people who aren't in the loop, the Supreme Court made a ruling that essentially local government can't regulate what kind of signs you put out based on content. So now all of these different signs that you see for plays or events or even, you know, sandwich boards at restaurants and stuff, all of this stuff is kind of might have to change because of this ruling, all the ordinances that we have. So do you have any information or insights on that? And I know that there'll be a planning meeting coming up soon.
Who should we point at?
I know. Well, you know, and opportunities for people to sort of voice their concerns at the next planning meeting and that sort of thing.
Well, I think it is time to go to the Plan Commission if you have an interest in that issue. That will, from what I understand, I think the Plan Commission will hear that two times. I think I have that correct. Mm-hmm. So the next Plan Commission meeting, then the following Plan Commission meeting, will be on that agenda. Once the Plan Commission approves that, they will send it forward to the council, and the council will become involved. I haven't been fully briefed on it, but I do know one of the issues is what is typically referred to as off-premise signs.
Yeah.
So in the public right-of-way, mm-hmm. you know, when people put up a sign that says, you know, our theater group is having a production or...
Right.
Perhaps,
you know,
in a
whatever.
Roundabout or...
Right, yep.
Real estate signs, you know, you can, a realtor can put a sign in front of a property that's for sale. And typically, a realtor, if they have an open house on a Sunday, they'll put a mm-hmm. sign out on the corner, you know, directing people to the property. That sign that is on the corner typically is referred to as an off-premise sign. And our statute right now does not allow that to happen. And I suspect that's part of where the issue is going to come is. Realtors will be concerned about that and their ability to do that. So I haven't been fully briefed on it yet, but we'll be learning as we go. So we'll probably have a council staff meeting on that.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of arts organizations who are really concerned about it because they, of course, use tons of yard signs to promote their events. And
that's
so
right.
They've been, and the last planning meeting I heard, they had this on the agenda, but it was at the end of the meeting, so it never got brought. I mean, the meeting went so long, it never got brought up. So they've moved it to the meeting that's on March 7th. That's a
right.
Monday at 5:30, and I've been told it's at the top of the agenda, so they'll get to it right
it
away.
Be.
Yeah, it's a big deal. People are really worried about it because that's a major form of advertising for a lot of these events and nonprofits.
It is, but it also gets abused. So it's,
yeah.
You know,
it's those
you
bad.
And it's kind
somebody
of
who's very passionate about a given production or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names.
Putting signs all over town.
You can drive a couple places right now that are on my daily routes that. Mm-hmm. For some festivals that were last August and September
right.
that are still sitting up there. So,
right.
yeah. Now, one thing...
Well, you see that, and then you also see commercial activity, you know,
right.
Services, offering services for,
right.
you know,
yep.
painting your house, cleaning your gutters.
Let me
whatever.
Nail this to your post.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
One last thing before we let you go. We saw last week, Friday or so, the city of Bloomington reported an accidental chlorine release from the Dillman Road wastewater treatment plant. Everything all right and taken care of there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They followed procedures exactly as they should have. I think the paper covered it pretty well, but basically the plant operator has been dealing with, of all things, a fruit fly infestation.
Join the club. Meetings are Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. You know where those fruit flies came from, don't you, Tim?
No.
Well, the IU biology department.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
That's exactly right.
Probably true.
This.
But they use... a diluted amount of chlorine for cleaning the filters that will disrupt that gestation cycle for the flies, and so. And I think what happened was there was a pass off between operators between time of day when a new shift comes in, and the new operator was unaware that they had been working on that and increased the amount of chlorine. The amount of chlorine that was discharged into Clear Creek was actually way below the allowed amount, but it was accidental, so it was reported, and it's reported to IDAM, which you know tracks our discharges into Clear Creek. So, but to be
so no long term effect
that word again, but to be prudent and to be within the regulations, it has been reported to IDAM, and it's well within the limit. So,
All right. Good job as always, my friend. What time tomorrow night?
7:30, Council Chambers. It will be Committee of the Whole, and we'll get right down to work. There'll be no public comment at the beginning of the meeting, no council comment at the beginning of the meeting. We'll just start talking about appropriations. And again, the public is invited to join that conversation and give us their opinion. So,
good seats still available. You can find them discounted on StubHub as well.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of seats.
All right, Tim, good job. We'll get caught up with you next Tuesday, which will be Super Tuesday and the first day of March.
That's right. Yeah,
so bring your election hat.
Will do.
Bring your primary hat. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Tim Mayer, city councilman, checks in every Tuesday morning just after 8:05 and always fills us full of good information on what's happening here in our city.